Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So do you feel lucky? Remember that movie Clint Eastwood? Wait, long time ago. Do you feel lucky? But do you also sometimes look around and notice that other people seem to get more luck than you? How do they do that? How are they luckier? Would you like to be that way? You can. Just got to open your eyes. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. The positive boost you need every single day. Life begins when you move, but sometimes challenges show up, good and bad. Sometimes good things get in your way too. Have you noticed? Having a lot of fun doing something and you don't pay attention to other things. Sometimes it's bad things. It doesn't matter. Things get in the way. That's life. It's busy. We're all busy. We get distracted. We get back on focus. The whole thing. This show is all about making sure you get back on focus. And well, come here. Come here real close. Essentially, this is it. If you and I were to talk on a street corner, I would probably say, hey, so what do you want to do? And I might just say it like that. And you say, well, and you would tell me, you might go on for 5 minutes or maybe 5 hours. I don't know. But whatever you told me you wanted to do, I would take it as the truth. That's it. I would just believe you. I said, fine, cool. So a year goes by and you and I meet on the same street corner again. I say, so how's that thing going you said you wanted to do? And you go, huh, what's that? I'd be confused because I took you at your word. Do you take yourself at your word? Interesting, huh? How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com, and happy to be here. We are broadcasting, podcasting live from the Great Smoky Mountain National Park for a couple of weeks, high up in the mountains. It's so cool, literally cool. It's just about 20 degrees cooler than where I live in Florida. It's so nice. Thank you to the folks at MobileMustHave.com. High in the mountains, can hardly get a cell signal, but I get two of them. Put them all together, I can broadcast, I can podcast, I can upload anything you need anywhere I am. It's awesome. If you need a connection like that, check out MobileMustHave.com. They'll take care of you. You know, as I travel around this summer, running into people everywhere doing exactly what I'm doing, sold the house, got out right on top, riding the market over, kind of looking for a new interesting place to live, a new lifestyle, if you will. People are saying, Scott, do you have a plan? I'm sure you have a plan. You set your goal. My goal is simply to find a new cool place to live. That's my goal. My plan is to chill, to make some white space, to allow things to be different, to meet people, to talk to people, to allow space, thinking time, to take the norm that used to be, you know, the norm like a year and a half ago before pandemic, to take that and toss it out and just wait for the new stuff, allow space for it to come in. And it's starting to really fast. I think very soon we'll head back to the place we're choosing to live. I'll tell you about that later. You can do the same thing too. If life is crazy, if you're trying to figure out what to do, make some space, take a step back, relax a little bit. Stop and smell the roses, as they say, and allow time for the buzz to go away. And when I say the buzz, turn off the internet, turn off all that stuff. Just let it go away. And watch what happens. Life will change. Let's talk about luck today. How to make your own luck. Have you noticed that some people just fall into luck constantly? You might get mad at it. I've seen people do that before. He's so lucky. Drives me crazy. I never get that lucky. Why do they get lucky and I don't? They get everything. All the opportunity in the world. It never happens to me. I just don't get lucky. I hear that nonstop. I don't think that's the truth. I think you're lucky to be alive. Based on some of the experiences that I've had in my life, I know I am still. 9 lives? I got more than that. Some people get lucky, it seems. Others don't seem to get lucky. But have you noticed that most people who get lucky are not sitting around collecting luck? I'm going to get up today and just collect my luck. That's what I'm going to do. Go to my desk, hang on, maybe log on, check my inbox and see if I have any luck. Did luck come my way today? Is that what they're doing? I don't think so. And other people are just running all over the place nonstop, constantly, and they can't seem to get lucky. A little busy there, aren't you? So here's my thought on luck, and here's how you manufacture all the luck in the world, anything you ever wanted to have happen, anything you ever wanted to create, and have people down the road say, man, how'd you get so lucky? How do you do that? Getting lucky is almost always the result. Am I going to say this out loud? Really? Am I really going to say this? Because you've heard this before. You don't want to hear this again. I don't want to be that guy who says things you've heard again. You're like, oh my God, it's that thing again. He's going to say, it's the result of taking action on an opportunity that presents itself. That is where your luck comes from. You take a lot of action, you're going to get lucky. It's going to happen. Even finding a $20 bill on the sidewalk, that's the result of what? You decided to take a walk and doing it. A lot of people don't take a walk. I'm just going to go online, check Facebook. I'm going to take a walk today. It's too hot. What if you take a walk? You might find $20. I took a walk the other day. I found a dollar. I was so excited. I just did a kind of a happy dance. A dollar. It's all crinkled up. Somebody lost. I felt kind of bad for the person who lost their dollar, but I was happy to find it. Got lucky, didn't I? So there are three rules of attracting more luck in your life. Are you ready for it? You can write these down if you want to. You're probably already doing it already at some stage in your life because all of us get lucky somewhere. It happens. Everybody finds a $20 bill sometimes. Number one, get in the habit of seeking and recognizing opportunities that cross your path. They may be hidden. You got to keep your eyes open. You will have dozens and dozens of opportunities, probably every single week, that will cross in front of you. Ideas that pop into your head. People say something. Opportunities that, in fact, are luck. But if you're so busy or so close-minded or whatever it happens to be that you're not paying attention, that you're locked off, too busy, can't pay attention to anything else, leave me alone. Oh, I've seen that before. That can't work for me. Sure can. Got to pay attention. Now, I'm not saying every single one is your million-dollar lucky idea. But certainly there are a few that are out there every single week you'll find if you'll take the time to notice them. So if you're going really fast, do kind of what I'm doing. Actually, really, frankly, here in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, I'm sitting right now in my RV and looking at the big window in front of me. And there's a beautiful mountain stream. It's flowing from right to left in front of me. I'm just sitting here allowing that stream to flow and allowing things to come into my world, the space that I can notice things maybe I didn't notice a couple of months back. And I notice a lot, trust me. Get in the habit of seeking and recognizing and noticing opportunities that cross your path. Could be anything. Could be a job. Could be a chance to move into a new house. Could be a new person you want to meet. Could be just about anything. It may be very small. You might, excuse me, a little tickle in my throat there. You may not even think it's anything, but stop and pay attention. Number two, when you spot one, an opportunity, make a decision right then and there to take some action, to move closer to your goal. Often my decision is to write it down. That's the decision. And put it in a place, a trusted place where I can find it. Because if something crosses my path, I may not know immediately what to do with it. I may be caught up in the moment. I may have to think about it. I may have to research it. I may have to do something and decide, is this something that has my, well, obviously it piqued my interest, obviously. Is this something I want to do something about? So I'm at least going to capture the idea and write it down. Don't let it pass. That's like dreaming at night, having a great dream and not having a pencil and paper or at least an iPhone. You can type it in next to your bedside at nighttime. Capture that opportunity. If your heart and soul tell you it's a good fit, go ahead. Jump in with both feet, not halfway. Commit to your action and get busy turning that opportunity into the luck that you have, well, you've been looking for a very long time. That's called action. A long time ago, when I began as a student learning things in this business, I studied Tony Robbins. A lot of people did. Did a lot of work with Tony. And as time went on, if you recall what his secret to personal power was, remember it? Action. And if you go beyond that, if you go back in time like I like to do, if you go back and say, hey, listen, let's don't look at these postmodern folks right now. Let's go back and see where this actually really truly came from. What might we find? We'll find that taking action goes all the way back to the Stoic philosophy. It's about 2,300 years ago. This is nothing new, and it's still here. People keep doing it. It still works every single day. The more action you take, the more opportunity you get, the more luck you have. The more people say, how do you get so lucky? I don't know. Guess I'm just out there staying busy, just doing stuff. Just saw something pop up, decided to follow it up, see what happens. Like my realtor called me. She said, hey, Scott, do you want to sell your house? I said, maybe. Is it a good opportunity? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you can get out right on top. I said, okay. After I sold the house, you know what people told me? You made that much when you sold your house? I sure did. Boy, you got lucky, didn't you? Yeah, maybe. See what I mean? All right, tomorrow, Is it time to focus on big? Focus bigger. Expand your focus a little bit, if you will. Talk about that on the Friday show. On the Daily Boost. See you then.